We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a 10-year deal, a 10-year extension worth $450 million in the extension. It now becomes not just the richest contract in NFL history, but the richest contract in sports history.
Dale Arnold.
The Oakland A's had intake tests in Greeny on Friday. They still do not have the results of that yet.
I can't say I'm that confident.
Rich Key.
Right, you literally just said a moment ago, right, that it's not the number one thing to you.
In this case, I think it should be.
I think I got to change something up here, Dale.
Dale and Keith, middays.
You may have adopted the guard, but I was born in it.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We're broadcasting live from our Shaw's and Star Market studios in Bellingham and in Brighton. Can I give a cheap plug here as we open up this hour?
There's no such thing as a cheap plug, Dale.
Well, I just was particularly, I was taken by the Dork podcast video that I watched last
night. Oh, did you like that?
That's I thought, and the star of the whole show, to be honest with you, was our own Chris Schein.
Chris Schein was very good.
Thank you very much.
It's the hashtag Dork Shared Gooniverse. It's a group of us that have like-minded podcasts and Twitch streams, and we decided to take one of the all-time great quotes from one of the all-time great movies, MacGruber, and all kind of mash it up together. You can check it out at Dork Podcast on Twitter. Nice little video there.
I got to be honest, because I've heard his dulcet tones on Tuesday karaoke.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, what day is this? I probably didn't have a lot of faith in the acting chops for Chris Schein, and I was wrong.
No, he stole the show. He kind of made everybody else look bad in it too.
I was actually an actor before I was a singer, Dale. Fun fact.
Were good you? Lord, he's a
it's like Jared Leto.
He's a song and dance man by trade, and. Yeah, you really committed to the role. I thought that was very strong.
Yeah, so, I really try and like method act. I really get in there.
So maybe, Dale, when Karaoke Tuesday runs its course, and some might argue it already
we'll
has.
Do Thespian Tuesday?
Yeah, maybe we have him read like
some Shakespeare?
It doesn't have to be Shakespeare, but it could just be like famous scenes from movies or like famous monologues. And you just really kind of.
I could do like Richard III, My Kingdom for a Horse kind of thing.
If you wanted to, you could do something else too.
Okay.
Maybe more popular than that.
Well, it's just a thought.
So, he's got a lot of skills, this guy. So, it's
that will eventually,
him.
I'm sure, Chris, given what I saw last night on the Dork podcast video,
yeah,
that will lead to a huge payday down the road for you, much like we saw Patrick Mahomes
probably
agree to
in
yesterday.
Line with,
yeah. Undoubtedly, yeah. I'll probably be in like a movie with Zac Efron and we'll be buds.
I could see that. Yeah.
We'd play along great together.
Right. Comedy and drama.
So, Patrick Mahomes. Easy to say, kind of the face of the NFL right now, isn't it?
He absolutely is.
I mean, isn't he the cover guy for Madden this year, too?
I think so. Or was it last year he was?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar this year. Mahomes was on it last year. But he's the guy. I mean, he's 24.
MVP, Super Bowl champion.
What more do you want? He's in his prime. He's the best. That offense the best. The team's the best. The whole thing. He's the guy. And finally, an NFL contract. Again, it's goofy money, and I can't stand the NFL contracts because
none of us understand what the hell it means.
Well, and they're all different, right? So they're all different because everybody hears the one number, and every smart NFL fan says, all right, well, how much is guaranteed, and what's the cap hit? Like, let's break this down. How much is he actually going to get? And it's pretty convoluted, like all NFL contracts, but still, that is an eye-popping number. $503 million. More than Mike Trout, more than Bryce Harper, more than Giancarlo Stanton, more than obviously any other NFL contract. Now, how much does he get? it's going to be a sort of a wait and see thing. But
what we do know is that he gets $140 million. That's the guarantee.
That's like the injury thing.
Yeah, a $503 million contract, which is what Lee Steinberg wants to make sure you say.
Mm-hmm.
It's what he gets is $140 million. Now, you pointed out earlier correctly, Mike Trout signed a deal for $426.5 million. And how much of that does he get, Rich?
That'd be every single penny.
$426.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper signed a $330 million contract, every penny guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL, with its monopoly money contracts, so he signs a $503 million deal. What he's guaranteed is $140, which, by the way, is a lot of money. I understand that. And he will obviously get a lot more than $140
when
all this is said and done. But they just want to play with the numbers. Oh, no, it's $503 here. No, it isn't.
It's crazy, but it is deserving. And I know they don't play as many games as the other sports, but it's the most dangerous and the most popular. And I think you wrap those two up and you also throw in the fact that it's the most important position in sports. I think it's a good contract. I really do. And I know you're like, hey, I'd love to be able to spread the money around a little bit more, but it's the best guy. You drafted him. You developed him. He's a star. You can't possibly let him go. Or what do you want to do? Do you want to really fight this all the way to the end? And then you're franchising him for a couple of years and then he's gone. Like, is that really the best business with not only the face of your franchise, but the face, as we said, of the league? What's interesting about the deal, too, and I know Bill Barnwell did a whole write-up on it. Tom Pelissero from NFL Network has reported on it as well, is this guarantee mechanism, which was like a hot term that was thrown out last night, which I didn't really know what it was. But it says his 2020 through 2022 base salaries and roster bonuses are guaranteed. Plus, he had a $10 million signing bonus. That's all guaranteed. Now, his 2023 compensation guarantees in 2021.
Right.
The 24 compensation guarantees in 22, and most of the 25 compensation guarantees in 23, the rest of it in 24. So it starts to add up a little bit more. But my point is, it's really hard for the Chiefs to just get rid of him. Not that they would want to.
Not that they, yeah.
But
exactly.
If something really
He'll
happened.
He'll get a lot of this money.
Yeah, and that's why you're like, oh, well, only, you know, 140 of it's guaranteed. But pretty soon, he's going to pass that number by because they're going to want to keep him on the roster in 2021. And then if you get rid of him then, you're still paying him for two more years. So in a weird way, I think it could be a good deal for both. The Chiefs wrap up their guy, and Mahomes gets a ton of money and that big splash of a number, but it's not going to devastate the cap, I don't think.
So Mahomes gets some money now, a lot of money now. The Chiefs get, in effect, his entire NFL career. I mean, as you said, he's going to be 36 when this is over with. He's got no opt-outs. So they basically have the entire career. Over the next 3 years, cash flow, Patrick Mahomes gets $63 million over the next 3 years. Teddy Bridgewater gets $63 million over the next 3 years, cash.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of that, Teddy Bridgewater is a free agent. At the end of that, Patrick Mahomes has 9 years left under his contract.
Right. But I think also a lot of people are looking at, you know, how much of the salary cap is he taking up. But to me, I go back to, all right, if one player in the league, right, there's a million players in the league, one player has to be the highest paid, shouldn't it be at least the guy who's deserving of it? Like, shouldn't it be at least the guy that is better than everybody else, where in, you know, and has his whole future ahead of him? I mean, he might even have better seasons. He should have better seasons still ahead of him, and yet he's already got the MVP and the Super Bowl under his belt.
So, I gave this number earlier from Andrew Brandt. He tweeted out, in 2001, I gave Brett Favre a 10-year deal averaging $11.25 million when the cap was 60. That's 18.75% of the cap. Today, Patrick Mahomes gets a 12-year deal averaging $37.5 million when the cap is 200. That's 18.75% of the cap.
Yeah, so really not that unprecedented. Like, the $503 million is, the 12 years is, although there was a couple of 10-year deals. Bledsoe was a 10-year deal, wasn't he?
Yes, it was. Here.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've seen some long contracts. You know, they've kind of gone down over the years. But to me, Mahomes, and we had this conversation last hour with Tommy Curran, and, you know, he is definitely of the mindset that you'd like to kind of spread the money around a little bit more. Kind of like the Patriots, although the Patriots will and this kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but they will pay guys.
Now and then, yep.
Stephon Gilmore got a ton of money as a free agent. Devin McCourty for the position got a lot of money for from here. Gerard Mayo, Logan Mankins, Vince Wilfork. Those guys all at one point were the highest paid player at their position. Tom Brady only once, but Tom Brady, to me, you're not going to find not only the player like that again, but the willingness to not be the highest paid player every year when you're the best player. So I guess I'd ask the same question. Say in 07, let's just say hypothetically, after the 07 season, Brady's contract is up and he wants to be the highest paid player and he wants a 10-year deal or maybe not even 10 because he's a little bit older than Mahomes is now, but he wanted like a 7-year deal and the highest paid player. Don't you have to give it to him? Like, isn't that the smart thing to do would be to give it to him rather than, and I know Kern mentioned with Mahomes, well, you could, you know, play it out. All right. He's under contract for 2 more years, but he's the best player and you're going to in the league and you're going to keep him on his rookie deal. And then what? Like, I think you run the risk of kind of having a bad relationship with a player who clearly deserves an extension and you don't do it. You're just waiting for him to either get hurt or something and have his value come down, and then you can franchise him, and that can get pretty ugly. I think rather than that, wouldn't you just want to wrap up 12-year deal? Again, it sounds crazy at first, but I think it kind of makes sense.
Yep.
I like it.
I think it's good for both sides. He gets a crap ton of money now. You know, as we said, 140 of it is guaranteed. He's going to get a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kansas City Chiefs have their franchise player, the face of the NFL, locked up for basically the entirety of his NFL career.
Now, what you have to do is you have to be pretty smart with other moves. Like, that's just that's the reality of it. You know, you can't miss on high priced or even like the medium price guys. You got to nail your draft picks like as well as anybody can. Nobody's perfect, but you got to hit those guys because they're going to be cheap, and so you're going to have to offset some of that. Because it is pretty compelling, I think, when you see some of the quarterbacks who have gotten to and then even won the Super Bowl and how much they were getting paid in that particular year. And you're like, oh, wow, you know, they weren't the highest paid guys in the league. But at the same time, that doesn't mean you say, well, we're going to win without Mahomes. Like, you don't want Mahomes. Of course you want Mahomes. Right? And that's also like the stat that the MVP that season never won the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean you don't want the MVP on your team.
No, you do. Now, the question is, what team will he be playing for? And I know that seems like a silly question. The Associated Press put out a piece. It says more than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday calling for the league to force Washington owner Dan Snyder to change the team name immediately. Now, that goes along with what we've thought all along.
Right.
Here's the additional part. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates and obtained by the Associated Press. It demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos, with specific importance put on Washington. But what they're basically saying is Native American names, imagery, and logos shouldn't be used at all. Do they want the Chiefs to change their name too?
See, that's... I mean, they must. If that's what they're saying, and if it's just we want to get rid of every representation of Native Americans, we want to get rid of it, then the Chiefs would fall under that. But I've definitely read stuff on the Florida State Seminoles, for example, that is the exact opposite of that. Like, they think they have a good relationship with the school, and they think they're being represented in a respectful way, and they love it. Now, I say they. Like, you can't speak for every single member of the tribe. I'm just saying enough of them say, hey, this is good. This is good for us. So they wouldn't want to just get rid of it. I don't know if it's Chiefs offensive. I don't know. But if enough people think that it is, then there you go.
I cannot speak for Native Americans.
Right.
And the letter that they've sent to Roger Goodell indicates that they don't want Native American names, imagery, and logos used. So they find it offensive.
But
easy
that's
for
also
me to
what,
say. I'm not Native American.
Right.
So the Washington name, easy for me to say, offensive. I mean, come on.
That one's pretty obvious. Yeah,
that one's easy for me.
Right.
I don't necessarily think like the Cleveland Indians is offensive, although Terry Francona has urged his team ownership to change the name. The Kansas City Chiefs, to use you know the example that we're talking about here,
but like Braves is Braves
Atlanta
no good.
Braves and reportedly
Blackhawks.
Get rid of the Tomahawk chop. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's a bit offensive, but I don't find the name Atlanta Braves offensive. But maybe I can't. I don't have the knowledge base that I need to do that.
I would say let's start with the Redskins. Let's get rid of that one.
That one's easy,
isn't
it?
That's an obvious one. And then from there, let's kind of see what happens. That one's just obvious. The other ones, I think you're not going to get, even in the Native American community, everybody to agree, right? Like, I'm sure some see the Blackhawks logo and they're like, what are they doing? Then others say, this is great. So I you know, that's a difficult decision.
It would seem that even Daniel Snyder is not going to be able to stem this tide. There's too much money at stake. FedEx is already, you know, and they're the naming sponsor for the field that the Washington team plays on. Fred Smith has already said, I want the team name changed. Nike has pulled all of the Washington gear off their website and said they won't put it back up until the team name is changed. Target followed yesterday. The Target chain across the country said they would pull all gear that involves the Washington football team, and they won't put it back out until the team name is changed.
I mean, if your merchandise can't be sold, you know, by Nike, who makes the uniforms, then like you're kind of forced into it. And it's not surprising that it was going to come down to money. That was going to be what pushed Snyder to, and he hasn't changed it yet, but I think ultimately is going to change it. It's just weird that, you know, 2020, this all of a sudden, like, it's offensive now. Like, this could have been done years ago. But,
yeah, because people have been calling for it to be changed for a long time.
But now, finally, you got the people in certain positions of power, Nike, FedEx, et cetera, to say, all right, we're making a stand. And so you can't be the only team in the league that doesn't have your stuff sold on the Nike site.
Yeah, you'd think at some point the financial hit is such that even Daniel Snyder's got to say, this just isn't worth it.
Yeah, I think even he would have eventually kind of cave into that, but it looks like he's going to do it, you know, kicking and screaming.
Yeah. He doesn't seem like the smartest guy, does he?
No, I mean, he's run that organization into the absolute ground. Like whether you, think the name should stay or not, the team at one point was a pretty good franchise, and then he took over and they are one of the worst.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Joe's in Lowell. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
What's up, Joe?
You know, how much of a rabbit hole are we going to go down here? Because if you want to play,
don't. All right, now I'm happy to have the discussion. Don't go stupid here. Don't come up with an example. Stupid. I mean, you do think
up on your board.
You think that the Washington nickname is offensive, right?
I do think it needs to be changed. It hasn't been offensive to me for my entire life, but if it is offensive to people, then I guess it should be their feelings should be taken into consideration. Saying that, there are a lot of feelings out there nowadays about rewriting history. And who were the Patriots? Rich, white, slave-owning men. So how far down the rabbit hole are we willing to go?
See, that's what I said about going stupid with this thing. Patriots is offensive to who?
We're taking down statues of Ulysses S. Grant. We're taking down statues of Columbus. We're trying to rewrite our history here.
You do know Columbus's history, right?
And when, yes, Columbus was commissioned underneath the Spanish government. He wasn't commissioned under the Italian government. He was commissioned under the Spanish government. So it was a huge historical event for the Spaniards, a Spanish-speaking country. Yes, I understand the historical meaning of Columbus. But if you take a look at it, people can be offended, and if they want to raise a big enough stink about it, they can choose to have anything become a topic of discussion and change things. Don't you agree with that?
Well, I don't know about anything. I think the Bears are safe.
Well, maybe. Hey, the Lions are afraid of the Tigers and Bears. Oh, yes, my.
Again, now, this is what I talked about. Let's not get stupid about it.
Well, why is it stupid?
Well, the Patriots, I mean, I guess you got the whole thing.
In recent history, over the last 3 months, how people can correlate things to other imagery and to correlate things in our past to bring it to the future and want those things now changed. Why is it so out of the realm of possibility? It's not. It's just a possibility that I'm putting out there, Dale. Not saying that it's definitely going to happen, but where do we stop?
We stop when you get silly. When you say Patriots should be changed.
I didn't say they should be changed, Dale.
Well, no, you suggested that that's the rabbit hole
out there that could correlate the fact that they feel as though that is offensive to them.
I've never heard that.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I'm like, how far down the rabbit hole are we willing to go? I mean, they want to change Faneuil Hall. They want to change all our monuments. Why can't a group of people come up with the reasoning that they think that the term patriots is offensive? Because, like I said, who were most of the majority in the 1700s?
I understand.
I mean, if you get enough people that are offended, then I guess you have to take it seriously.
Have I heard? Well, a lot of people are offended by the Patriots nickname just simply because they've kicked everybody's ass for the last 20 years.
Yeah, they don't like it. It's a bad taste. They want them to change their name because of that.
But I have not heard a single person suggest that the team nickname for the team in Foxborough is offensive. I've heard lots of people suggest the team nickname for the team in Washington is very offensive.
Yeah, the Washington one seems like a no-brainer. You know,
that's why people
want
to take it to the...
It's very simple. That one's simple. Now, the other ones, again, you're not going to get everybody to agree on anything, but it's a matter of, all right, how many people really are upset about certain things? But this one just seems like Washington seems like a no-brainer.
It's as easy as it can get.
Right.
Dean's in Providence. Hey, Dean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First time ever.
Thank you.
I've been a huge Skins fan all my life. Dad growing up, you know, when my father passed away, I put Skins gear in his coffin, whole nine yards. But, you know, obviously I've been hearing this conversation throughout my entire life. But here's where I'm coming from is there's a problem where if I meet someone for the first time and I got to kind of walk on eggshells here and be like, hey, who's your football team? And I don't say the Redskins. I say, I like the Skins. Or, you know, even wearing in public, like I got gifted a mask. And obviously since the whole issues that have been going on in the country recently have kind of started up, I'm not wearing that mask out in public. You know, I love the Skins, man. I love them. You know, I used to go every year down with my old man. And, but there's a problem. I just think that's a little, kind of saying what it's kind of all about is where if I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable telling who I like and wearing the gear, unless it's, you know, that's just my take, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And
the emotional tie with your dad and all that, I understand completely, even if it's been a horrible football team for a while now.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess everybody except Daniel Snyder has kind of acknowledged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
This nickname's kind of offensive.
Like, think about
that.
If it's weird to wear your team's like shirt or hat or something, that kind of pretty clear that maybe it needs to be changed. I mean, I had from years ago, I went to an Indians game with my friend who lived in Cleveland, and I got one of like the Chief Wahoo hats. And I thought, like, you know, Major League's one of my favorite movies. I love the hat. I thought it was a good logo. And then you're like, no. Apparently the logo, very offensive. They, in fact, have changed it. And so you can still see some of them out there. But even wearing it, you're like, if people are uncomfortable with this, like, I don't want to be wearing that around town. And so if that's how all, or not, I'm sure that's not how all Redskins fans feel, but if enough of them feel that way, it's like, what are we doing? Just switch it.
And I even wonder those who are fighting it, and I frankly haven't read much from people who are fighting it, but
it's pretty quiet on that front. I mean, again, besides the president and besides
Daniel Snyder.
Really, there's nobody being like, oh, this is the way it's always been, because that is a terrible answer.
If the reason why no, the way it's always been is the wrong
answer. It's the wrong answer. And so, yeah, you haven't really heard too many people defending it, even like former players or anything like that. That's what you would think it might be. But no, it seems like it's just more a matter of when and to what they change it to rather than if.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. In a few minutes, we'll talk about DeSean Jackson and the problems he's dealing with right now in Philadelphia as a member of the Eagles. And again, social media is at the core of all of this. But first, we've got Kiefer Madness that's coming up at the bottom of the hour right after we trend.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
The beginning of madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
This is madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
Keefe, kiss my ass. How's that sound?
Oh, Keefe's a nice guy.
What now?
I got really into home brewing. I got a home brewing kit. Pretty time consuming.
Who's door, Keith?
Where's Keith?
Where is he?
Where's Keith?
Where is Keith?
Hey, Keith, you're a douche.
This is madness.
I'm going to suggest it might include poop.
Yo, Keith of Madness is so hit or miss.
You're only giving a little spark of madness.
Keith, thanks. You maybe. Jackass.
Is Keith for Madness?
Wash them hands for 20 seconds.
That Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded.
And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. And I mean anything.
Well,
go Tigers.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday at noon 30. It's time for Kiefer Madness. And once again, Dale, we have ourselves a Madness medley.
Oh, nice. I love these.
A Madness medley. Let's start with a story in Kentucky. I don't know if anybody can relate to this, but an arm.
Rex Chapman could.
Chapman could. Your guy.
A Kentucky guy.
One of the great thieves on the internet, Rex Chapman. That's all he does is steal people's material.
He usually does hashtag them, though.
He never, ever, ever cites the person who really made the video or shot the video or the Twitter account where he got it from. And in fact, sometimes he actually takes the caption in which that person wrote on their Twitter account and gives them zero credit for. He's one of the biggest frauds in the world. Now, an arm... What?
How'd we got
Tell
that?
Tell us how you really
there?
Feel.
Well, he just yeah. is.
Keith
just
is
did.
Red in the face right
he,
now with
He just
anger.
Is. I don't like him. Now, an arm wrestling contest between a father and a son led to a shooting and an eight-hour police standoff. This happened in Kentucky. Curtis Zimmerman was intoxicated when he challenged his son to an arm wrestling competition.
Huh?
The 55-year-old father lost to his juvenile son multiple times.
How old was the kid?
Doesn't say, but the dad's 55, so...
I mean, if the juvenile would indicate in the teens.
Under 21? Is that what that means? Or under 18?
I think yeah, under
if the
18.
Kid's like 7, I'm not that impressed.
No, he... Well, you'd be super impressed.
I'm not impressed with the dad, I mean.
Well, I'm not impressed either way, because apparently the 55-year-old Curtis Zimmerman became agitated. The two then, after the arm wrestling, got into a physical fight. The father grabbed a gun, fired two shots into the ceiling when his son was going upstairs. So then deputies showed up. They were called. There was reports.
Usually
that
you fire guns into the ceiling. Yeah, they show up.
In your own house.
Yeah.
So two family members in the home went outside. They were unarmed when deputies arrived. They said Zimmerman refused commands from the deputies to exit his home. That led to an eight-hour standoff.
Oh, for God's sakes. From a wrestling, an arm wrestling
arm wrestling.
Match.
Arm wrestling gone bad. Now, I don't think I would win an arm wrestling contest versus my dad, although I have a better chance now.
Oh, I'd have got killed by my dad.
My dad
I mean, my dad's not with us anymore, yeah. But he would have killed me right up until the end of his
right
life.
Right up to the last moment.
Oh, God, yeah.
Would have been the last thing they did. See, my dad has both old man strength and dad strength now, where I just had, I recently acquired dad strength. But I
which
still
means
don't.
You can actually hold your daughter in your arm without, you know, dropping her.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But you just all of a sudden you're just stronger now.
See, me and my dad would be evenly matched because he has dad strength. I have fat guy strength.
Fat guy
so
strength. Fat guy strength is huge.
Is that a thing?
You got a good base.
Dale, you've never heard of fat guy strength?
I don't think I have.
Oh, they're strong.
Oh, they're very strong.
And in an arm wrestle, you a avid arm wrestler?
I dabble.
Yeah. It's all about it's
he
all about
sprinkles.
It's all about grip. Comes down to grip. And wrist strength.
And good. Actually, fun fact, if you have a nice base, too, really allows you to control the upper
you got a
part
good
of your
base.
Body. I got a great base.
Blood alcohol content as well.
Well, that helps.
No,
yeah.
This guy actually apparently was hammered and didn't win a single one of these things. So he struggled there.
You
but
know that song about the bass, no trouble? That's about me.
Is that true? Megan Trainor wrote
Megan
that
Trainor,
about
yeah.
Chris Schein.
All about the bass.
Flavor. All right, not bad. How about let's bring back old friend Carol Baskin, shall we?
Oh, is she back?
She is back. She was decided to send out a video wishing a certain somebody a very happy birthday.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Oh, it's God. Carol Baskin at Big Cat Rescue. And our guy Zion is turning 20 years old.
Zion Williamson is getting a happy birthday shout out from Carol Baskin.
Joe Exotic gets nothing. But Zion gets...
This is the world we're living in.
And our guy Zion is turning 20 years old. The cool cats and kittens at Overtime have loved watching you play and grow over the years and can't wait to watch you dunk on everybody in Orlando. We're always rooting for the coolest cat around, and that's Big Z. Stay cool.
Is this
what
like some? Does she have a? Does she have a Cameo account? Did somebody pay for this?
Is that what it is? Because that Overtime website or whatever is the one that got it and put it out there. So they must have paid for it just to get the attention.
I mean, that makes sense to me because...
That is nuts, though.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest Carol might not even know who the hell Zion Williamson is.
No, I would guess probably not. I don't think Carol Baskin would, but
she's also from Florida, so it doesn't lead me to believe that she's a Duke fan.
Or a New Orleans Pelican fan.
Or a New Orleans Pelican.
Or a sports fan.
But he's coming to Orlando, so now I'm a big fan.
Oh, that's true.
Everybody else in the league is coming to
Orlando.
They're
all going to be there, except for Bradley Beal. He's not.
Are they all going to go visit Big Cat Rescue?
I would hope not. I guess. Yeah. But I would hope not. Here's a story from Australia, which is maybe the worst thing that could happen, I think, to somebody. A guy was driving on a highway in Australia, a 27-year-old man who was identified only as Jimmy.
You could probably just go like a bat out of hell in Australia, right?
So it's a little misleading because you're like, oh, he's going 100 kilometers per hour, which is like 62 miles an hour. So he really wasn't doing anything crazy. But inside his vehicle, his moving vehicle, an Eastern brown snake emerged.
No.
It's highly venomous. It is responsible for the majority.
I don't care if it's a garter snake. If it's in my car when I'm driving.
Oh, if it's a garter snake, I would have crashed the car. There'd be no more me. This guy had one of the most venomous snakes. It's the majority of snake bite deaths in Australia are caused by the Eastern brown snake.
Oh.
And he said, these are quotes from him. The more he moved his legs, he realized there was a snake there, and it started to wrap around him. And its head started striking at the driver's seat between his legs.
Don't go higher.
How about this? He used a seatbelt and a nearby knife to fight it off while trying to stop the car.
While moving at 60 miles an hour?
60 miles an hour.
Why wouldn't you just jam on the brakes and bail?
Well, you're on the highway. If you jam on the brakes.
I don't care.
You're going to take one for humanity there and drive right off.
Just be like, I'm going to kill
the
snake.
Glory,
I'm taking
the
snake
down.
With me.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
The snake apparently has very fast-acting, fatal venom. Like, you could die within 15 minutes of one of these snake bites. So then he started to drive towards the hospital, apparently.
Just in case.
Well, he killed the snake. That's apparently he killed the snake with the knife.
Did he fear that maybe it had bit him and he didn't know it?
Well, maybe he did. Might have been all souped up on adrenaline. But he started trying to go to the hospital. So he steps on the gas and then gets pulled over by police. But he said he was never so excited to see the police because...
Oh, God, yeah.
He said a brown snake... And so there's audio, we don't have it, but it's in Australia where I guess there's a video where he's talking to the police officer and he said, a brown snake or a tiger snake is in the back of the truck. I think it bit me. It was in the car with me.
Oh, he did think it bit.
He thought it did. He goes, you can feel my heart, mate. Because he's Australian. That's what he said.
Did he say mate?
Oh, yeah, he did. He did. But then the officer saw the dead snake lying in the back of the truck. He then called for help. Paramedics arrived. They determined Jimmy had not been bitten. He was just suffering from shock. So he thought he was bitten. I would have thought I was bitten, too. I would have thought I was dead.
A quick Wikipedia. Considered the world's second most venomous snake after the inland taipan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want
that. Never heard of that
either. Yeah, those taipans are tough,
man. They'll get you. They will get you. And lastly, so that's the bad news for me, because I'm going to probably have a nightmare about that tonight. I guess the bad news for Shime. Yeah, this is from Mike Pompeo talking about what the president might be looking into here.
We're taking this very seriously. We're certainly looking at it. We've worked on this very issue for a long time, whether it was the problems of having Huawei technology in your infrastructure. We've gone all over the world, and we're making real progress getting that out. We declared ZTE a danger to American national security. We've done all of these things with respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones. I can assure you the United States will get this one right, too, Laura. I don't want to get out in front of the president, but it's something we're looking at.
They might ban TikTok.
TikTok.
Oh, my Lanta.
TikTok might
be... I saw an article about this today.
Go the way of the dodo bird. There might be no TikTok.
Why? TikTok's the best. The best
Chinese
content
apps.
On...
Because you can get... They say you can get coronavirus through the app.
Yeah, so don't lie to me like that. That's
you can't
nice.
Do it.
How about that kid who's the college kid from Florida or someplace who had the TikTok video that he was trying to get Disney to look at? like the special effects on this thing.
Oh, yeah, that was sweet. I saw that one with the lightsaber.
And Bob Iger actually tweeted at him or something and said, everybody's going to know your name.
Yeah, he said, get off of TikTok.
So, Shime, you could maybe get yourself a career based on your TikTok.
Dale, I'm just trying to find the right video clip that will just slap on TikTok, and I will just go viral. That's
the plan. They're getting rid of it. You're not understanding it.
No, it's staying.
You're not understanding it. TikTok's
gone. They're making too much money.
It's going to be gone.
It's going to stay.
It's going to be wiped out.
It's going to stay.
You're going to get some American TikTok.
They're going to make some investment into something, and immediately everyone's like, yeah, TikTok, it's staying.
Facebook should buy it.
Maybe why Snapchat.
Not? He's got a bazillion dollars. Why not?
Yeah, no problem. All right, there you go, Dale. There's the madness medley.
6177. The snake thing's going to stay with me for
horrifying.
The rest of the day
horrifying.
And the night.
Yep.
Now I'm going to go out and get my car in the driveway. There are no snakes around here. Well, except that one that I killed. And I'm going to think there's a snake in my car now.
Oh, it's going to be looking down. Better safe than sorry.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. What the hell is DeSean Jackson thinking? We'll get to him coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed them to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
The reviews are in.
First of all, I'm a Daleaholic. You guys listening to you two together is great.
Thanks for being on every day and entertaining us.
This is Dale and Keith.
Hi, Dale.
This show has really grown on me. Rich is whacked.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Rich, I like to think that none of us are old enough or wise enough that we can't learn something new. And who knew that posting anti-Semitic screeds on your Instagram post is probably a bad idea?
Yeah, don't do that.
DeSean Jackson, Philadelphia Eagles, has 1.4 million followers on his Instagram account.
Wow, pretty good.
Yeah. He posted an image of what he said was a quote from Adolf Hitler. Let me just interject here real quickly. Already probably a bad idea.
Quoting Adolf Hitler, not in the playbook. I would say leave that one to somebody else.
As my friend Rich Keefe would say, do less.
Yeah, that's not where you want to be.
All right, the quote that he thought was from Adolf Hitler was, quote, "The Jews will blackmail America. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were," unquote. Now, as it turns out, he was wrong. It didn't actually come from Hitler, although he thought it did.
Okay.
He also
Who said that? Do we know?
I have no idea. He was also sharing quotes from Louis Farrakhan, who is both anti-Semitic and homophobic, the leader of the Nation of Islam. Mm-hmm. So he kind of, you'll be surprised to hear this, caught some crap for all of this stuff.
People didn't love it. People weren't reposting that and everything else. Okay.
So Jeff Schwartz, who used to play in the NFL, now is in the media, and one of the few, I don't know how many Jewish football players there are, but he was one. He tweeted out a couple of hours ago, "What DeSean Jackson posted last night, while being a fake quote, was inappropriate and 100% anti-Semitic. I found the locker room is generally unaware, parentheses ignorant, about Judaism and anti-Semitism. That doesn't excuse what he posted, nor the weak defense of his post. I've generally had great discussion about Judaism in the locker room. Most guys are curious. The biggest question I receive is why we don't believe Jesus was the Messiah. But again, pleasant conversations. I did have two teammates attempt to convert me. One teammate in college asked if we celebrate Thanksgiving." Okay, that gets into the whole, you know, not really knowing what's going on.
Yeah, I think some of the holidays have been hijacked by other things, you know. So it's a question, nonetheless, because DeSean Jackson did post an apology. He said, "Anyone who feels I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. I have no hatred in my heart towards no one. Equality, equality." And then
so we did the Drew Brees. "I'm sorry for how you perceived this."
Well, yeah. But then he followed it up.
He did a bunch of fist emojis with every color, though. That's good.
Well, he did another apology as well, because the Eagles came out and kind of slapped him around the head and shoulders. And he then came out on Instagram and said, quote, "I post a lot of things that are sent to me. I do not have hatred towards anyone. I really didn't realize what this passage was saying. Hitler has caused terrible pain to Jewish people like the pain African Americans have suffered. We should be together fighting anti-Semitism and racism. This was a mistake to post this, and I truly apologize for posting it, and sorry for any hurt I have caused.
Yeah, I think he's just kind of dumb. Like I really do. I think that's what it is. And I don't. I think he didn't really mean anything malicious by it. Because he didn't know. I would take him at that.
He's deleted all of his Instagram posts about Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah. Somebody got in his ear and they're like, listen.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. I think you think you're doing one thing, but it's coming across another way. So just knock it off. And then, you know, to his credit, he's gotten rid of the stuff.
Now, the Philadelphia Eagles have had experience here because they had to deal with Riley Cooper. And the release that they put out about Deshaun Jackson reads a lot like that, actually.
Yeah, they're used to it. They got a good playbook there for that. Yeah, Riley Cooper. Now, did they give Deshaun Watson a new contract? I think they did that with Riley Cooper,
yet,
too.
Not yet, but almost any day now. Here's what the Eagles said, and I'm quoting now what they said. We have spoken with Deshaun Jackson about his social media posts. Regardless of his intentions, the messages he shared were offensive, harmful, and absolutely appalling. They have no place in our society and are not condoned or supported in any way by the organization. We are disappointed and we reiterated to Deshaun the importance of not only apologizing, interjection by me, thus the Instagram apology I just read, but also using his platform to take action to promote unity, equality, and respect. We are continuing to evaluate the circumstances and will take appropriate action. We take these matters very seriously and are committed to continuing to have productive and meaningful conversations with Deshaun, as well as all of our players and staff, in order to educate, learn, and grow.
Yeah, that's the tricky thing with the social media platform that, you know, anybody that's in the public light has, and when they choose to start talking about things and maybe they're not super educated on, or they think it means one thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can't just delete it. Like, enough people have seen it, and so now he's going to have to kind of respond to it. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you would expect now, you know, for the team to sort of have a comment on it. And then, you know, if they feel like Deshaun Jackson has done the right things after the fact, then they'll just, you know, move on. There'll be some other stupid story that comes up tomorrow involving another player.
I mean, I have to admit, when he said, and I'm quoting his apology here, I really didn't realize what this passage was saying. I'm going to say that's probably true.
Yeah, I agree. Now the easy question would be like, well, then why did you post it? But maybe he thought it meant something else, right? Like, oh, I thought it was for this. I was trying to be deep on this. Like, it's hard for me to get so worked up about a guy posting a quote when it's not even the right quote. Like, the person that said it, he got that wrong. So, I don't know. Like, I would just chalk it up to, you know, not being super intelligent.
The National Football League has responded as well. They put out a statement which says, quote, Deshaun's comments were highly inappropriate, offensive, and divisive, and stand in stark contrast to the NFL's values of respect, equality, and inclusion. We have been in contact with the team, which is addressing the matter with Deshaun.
I would say, hey, NFL, you have a team in your league for the last 60 years called the Redskins. So why don't
you need to back away here.
Stop smacking Deshaun Jackson around for his stupid comment. Maybe take care of one of your 32 franchises.
They don't have much
ground to stand on, do they? To be like, oh, that was offensive, Deshaun. It's like, yeah, what are your teams? What are you talking about?
Yeah, until you fix the whole thing.
Yes, change that, and then maybe you can, you know, be the smartest guy in the room.
It is kind of ironic if you think about it that they are actually criticizing him for offensive comments, which were offensive, by the way.
Yeah, no, they're not wrong in that
sense.
No, that part's right.
But
the point,
but you know, that Daniel Snyder guy over here?
They're like, get ready for Eagles Redskins. Like, wait a minute, what? Hold on, NFL. So yeah, they need to change that up a little bit, and then maybe their words will have a little bit more weight.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. 145, we've got the Dale and Keefe Movie Club, in which we review The Highwaymen, which I watched again this weekend because those are the rules. And it is Tuesday, so you know what that means, Rich.
I do. I'm looking forward to it today, too.
It could be Thespian Tuesday. I don't know.
No, I think we're gonna do song. We're gonna do Karaoke Tuesday for now. But I think we have a new skill where Shyam is gonna do a dramatic reading from maybe a play, maybe a famous movie.
I was actually quite popular in high school for my ability
to.
Just stop right there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
That's why you were hired here.
Weird flex. But my ability to memorize something and then recite it dramatically.
Great.
Really?
we'll do that at some point.
Well, later on. When we come back, we'll take a look at the AFC East, how it might stack up based on the changes that have been made, particularly with the Patriots. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.